Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, this has been a 2015, just a horrific year for the earth, but for Christians and Jews, specifically for Christians. It's been, as a matter of fact, reports are that 2015 was the worst year for Christians being persecuted in all of history.
Think about that. It's huge.
The interesting thing is how silent everybody was in leadership. But I'm very encouraged that our legislature is now working on a – there is terminology they have to use. If they say that genocide has taken place to a people group, to a nation, America has to get behind that and prevent it. Well, it's taken all this time, but they're working right now on declaring genocide over Christians, which means we'll start getting a lot of help and a lot of support. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
Christians in the Middle East have been beheaded, tortured, and forced to convert to Islam at the hands of Islamic State. And by the numbers, before the Iraq War in 2003, there was an estimated 2 million Christians living in the Middle East. Now that number hovers around 300,000. Despite that sobering statistic, the Obama administration has been hesitant to label what's happening to Christians in the Middle East and other religious and ethnic minorities as genocide. But that soon may be changing. Earlier this month, Republicans and Democrats in the House Foreign Affairs Committee unanimously agreed to adopt a resolution that basically did this. It called what's happening to Christians and other ethnic and religious minorities, including Yazidis, Turkmen, Sabaean, Mandaeans, and Kurds. Those who target them are committing what's called war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Now, following the full House vote looms another deadline. This Thursday, the State Department has to decide whether or not to call this genocide. That is something already supported by Republicans and Democrats who are running for the office of the president this year. It is also supported by various groups from the Knights of Columbus to the ACLJ, which has close to 240,000 signatures on its website. To keep up to speed with what happens next, stay tuned at CBNNews.com.
That is so tragic, you know, but thank God that the legislators waking up put their feet to the fire in regards to getting policy, standing up. That's when they have to declare that key word, that this genocide against Christians.
But designates it as a war crime.
Exactly.
Big deal.
As a war crime, and then we'll have to get involved. I believe even NATO gets involved. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.